Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB, almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the great economists of our time, and one of my favorite folks in the world. Bill, welcome back. Thanks again for being here.
Who is that guy you're talking about?
Yeah, no, I got that.
That's
heartfelt, Bill. You know how we feel about you around here. We couldn't do without you, and we continue to be so proud of the availability of your hard work. Folks, this index is almost a half a century old. I mean, they've been doing this. When you got somebody who's been doing what Bill's been doing and what that team has been doing for almost a half a century, I think they kind of know what they're doing. And that's the reason why I call it the gold standard for small business reporting. Bill, and again, thanks for being here. I was noting to someone, actually today, an earlier guest was asking me about the economy, and I said, yeah, small business sentiment's off a little bit. It's down a point from a record high. Yeah, that's real softening, isn't it?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the press treatment of the announcement said, the index has declined 4 months in a row. Yes, from the all-time 45-year record high. I mean, you can't and don't keep setting records, and that's the case. But it's still among the 30 highest readings in 45 years. So,
well, and the other thing,
number, very solid.
The other thing is, Bill, is and your current index shows this. If Wall Street had the kind of movement that the economy's had, if it was really that connected to the economy, they'd be going nuts up there. But out here on Main Street, we take all this in stride. I mean, even with the movement that we've seen, even with the first quarter, with a tough December in the first quarter, it's going to be, it's going to be probably 1% or less based on what you were telling me earlier. Even with all that, small business sentiment is still high.
Exactly.
We don't look at things from a 90-day, from a 30-day or 90-day perspective. We look at it over a lot farther horizon.
Yeah. And, and basically the decline in the index was really driven by the uncertainty that, we had about the government shutdown and all that kind of stuff. And so it was the soft measures that went down mostly, and not hard measures like the capital spending or the hiring. Those are still very, very strong. So if we're going to go out and hire, I mean, we had record hiring per firm last month. If that's what we're doing, we must have a pretty good view about where the future is. Hiring all those people, making commitments to make these salaries and pay and so on. I mean, that's an optimistic bunch of people who want to get things done and are still trying to move the economy forward.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Bill. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record on this. But you just cannot minimize the multifaceted tonic that being financially strong is doing for the small business sector and the U.S. economy. There, and I'm writing two articles about this right now. The fundamental strength of small the balance sheets. Even small businesses don't have a balance sheet. That practically speaking, they do, and the financial strength of those companies to make them not worry because they're not paying a bunch of debt, or their cash flow is better, and they don't have to worry so much about making payroll. Just that kind of thing registers in your index, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, it shows one of the 10 components of the index is the reported change in profit trends. You know, so we ask them, you know, your last quarter profits, are those the higher or lower than the quarter before?
Yep.
And of course, we recently, in the past few months, hit a record high on the percent who said my profits are headed up. And that's what we like to hear.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you don't owe a bunch of money, when you're operating lean and mean like we learned how to do, that's the only silver lining of the lost decade. When you learn how to do that. Go ahead.
I was going to say our regular borrowing activities at historic low levels. We're not, we're not borrowing. We don't need to.
And yet they're growing, and that means they're growing organically. And that is a healthy sign. And I'll tell you something else, Bill, and this is one of the things I'm pointing out in these articles. That is good news for whatever recovery we need to have if we ever do go into a recession 2 or 3 years from now. That will be a foundation that will help us recover a lot quicker. Twenty Tails, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.